We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So now we are so excited to have the assistant principal and principal of the Nova High School and Nova LGBTQ Plus Health Clinic and Wellness Center. This is such a unique idea that's been around for 48 years, and we're just finding out about it. It's in one of the cities that we air in Seattle.
Yeah, so it's only right for them to, you know, bring themselves and make themselves home here at Channel Q, right?
So Dr. Mark Perry, the principal, and assistant principal Ava Whitney, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, and congrats on 48 years. I mean, this seems so progressive, this idea to have a fully inclusive, LGBTQ-friendly school and high school, but yet it's been around for 48 years. When it started, this must have been so outside the norm.
Yeah, so Nova High School is a Seattle public high school, so that's also something that's quite unique about us.
Yeah.
That we're in a big public school district. And it was started in the 70s when lots of alternative education was happening. Mm-hmm. And this school organized around specifically student voice. And as a school that put student voice in the very center of its creation, that's how it really has become the beacon of LGBTQ inclusiveness, celebration, and safety that it is now.
And I love that because it now has a population of about 40% transgender and non-binary students and 80% LGBTQ plus youth. Now, how has the LGBTQ plus community from school like kind of helped the surrounding neighborhoods?
So for years, I've worked with a group called Action Faction that's been at Nova for about 15 or 16 years. And it started as a very small group, and we would collect supplies and resources, gender-affirming items like binders, raise funding, and then those students would kind of reach out to their friends. Their friends would hear about Nova. A lot of those kids ended up transferring and coming to our school, but we have supplied those kinds of supplies and services. But we've also done educational outreach where our students have trained adult staff, clinic staff. We have done fundraising. There's a really amazing LGBTQ summer camp in the Seattle area called Camp Ten Trees, and we've worked with them multiple times to help them with fundraising.
Very cool.
So there's a lot of back and forth between queer organizations in the city. Mm-hmm. And the students who are here at different times are connected to all these different nonprofits in Seattle, and then we work with them.
So
based on student interest.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And it says the school is democratically run by students. What does that mean when it's actually run by students?
We're thinking about high school kids and attitudes, and they try to tell y'all how the school gonna go.
We actually believe that students want that. That in a traditional environment, students are given a plan, told what to do, told to follow it. Here, our driving curricular question is, what is worthwhile to know and experience? It has to have worth and meaning for the students. And so we're always talking, we're always listening with them. And the content we provide, so we're the only school in Seattle that does a queer studies class. We're one of only two students that are schools that do a black studies class. We do, we have a broad spectrum of ethnic studies classes. And we're always doing a back and forth with the students. And one part of it is that we don't have grades. It's all competency-based. Students are learning to learn, and when you change the environment for students who've been in a school that doesn't work for them, it's like watching the flowers bloom through the concrete.
And how have you seen that in terms of results, whether it be, you know, while they're there or when they're going to college? Like, how does that work if you're not doing traditional grades?
They're well-prepared for college because one of the differences here is that they learn how to ask questions. They learn how to analyze. They do a lot of collaborative work because it's multi-graded. All our students are together. We're not separating out ninth graders from 12th graders. And they work on projects that they have an interest in. So when they're preparing for college or applying to colleges, colleges are looking for students who are able to drive their own education.
Yeah.
And that's what they learn to do here.
I was going to say that higher education is moving more toward evidence-based portfolios and other indicators that are not just grades and SATs, because it's actually the resilience of students that really predict their success in college and how hard they're willing to work. And I think one thing that we all know is that LGBTQ youth are among the most resilient of youth, because they've worked pretty hard to come to terms with their identity in a world that doesn't always celebrate them.
Yeah.
And find ways to survive despite not having some of the opportunities that other youth have.
And you talk about that resilience. Let's talk about the LGBTQ plus wellness center. How is that helping, you know, students really even in the mental health kind of capacity, because it can be a lot. How does that help them, and how does that provide services for them when they need that?
Yeah, so it is going to open. It hasn't opened yet. We just got the levy funding this last levy cycle.
So it'll
be opening either fall semester of next year or spring semester, depending on timing with the building and changing spaces to meet the needs of it. But in the meantime, what we have done is we've built really strong partnerships with multiple mental health agencies in Seattle who come in and work with our students and provide free services around mental health, drug and alcohol evaluation and support, like substance abuse support. We ourselves and our parent group have helped us fundraise so that we can have a food pantry for students, clothing that's full of gender-affirming clothing, and just basic needs. So we have ways in our community, because we're an all-city draw, so we have kids from every economic area of the greater Seattle boroughs. So there are some families that have extra, and they'll share, and then we have a lot of students who actually have housing insecurity. And so we kind of pool our resources and find ways to meet everybody's needs. Oh.
It's very holistic how you're looking at education, and you're bringing in lifestyle and wellness into it, which is so needed, I think, to empower people with who they are and to create social intelligence.
Oh, I wish I had that.
Yeah, so important to make us better for ourselves and others. So this work is just incredible and inspiring. As someone, we both actually come from moms who are in the education system, and so this is so cool to hear. Can you tell us more about Action Faction?
Action Faction is a gender and sexuality justice committee. So it's one of the school's governing committees, because our school is organized in this democratic way that we were talking about. So all decisions in the school get made through these student-run governing committees. And Action Faction's role is gender and sexuality justice. And they create and support the resources. They've done, like I said, a bunch of education and events. They also were key members in making decisions when they remodeled our building to have the most gender-affirming bathroom situation. And so they sat at table with architects to design what we thought would be the least stigmatizing and the most inviting way for all students to feel safe, comfortable, and humanely treated in our bathroom.
Wellness Center was taken out of the levy. Our students went down and testified to the school board, or to the Seattle City Council, the only group that got applause that day, and then they put us back into the levy for $1.3 million.
That is creating action.
There was something that you guys said earlier talking about, like, the ethnic studies curriculum that is, like, very intersectional, and I know that probably provides such an amazing experience for the students, but I was thinking, you know, of course, with your students being intersectional, what about your teachers? How are they, you know, being involved in being able to kind of recycle that and learn from their experiences, but also add their own personal experiences? And is it important to find people, you know, like that to work at this school?
It's essential. We have students on every one of our hiring committees, and we also have students on a committee called the Review Committee.
Where were you guys in my entire life?
This
is beautiful.
Yeah.
We are probably also one of the only schools that has multiple questions when we interview that are very linked to teachers' comfort, and well, any staff, not just teachers' comfort with addressing and talking about racial justice, and specifically supporting and having experience working with LGBTQ youth. So those are two of the questions that we really ask in interviews. So whoever is interviewing has to really, like, face both of those questions.
Yeah.
And we do, I mean, we ask a lot of our staff, and we work really, really hard to make this happen, because a lot of the services and the holistic aspects that you are noticing and the things that we're talking about are not fully funded by public dollars. And so it requires a staff that can really rise to the occasion to go the extra mile over and over and over again for youth. It requires that every single person have multiple jobs in our small school. And it requires that we do a lot of kind of scrappy fundraising and hustling to get partnerships and resources to really meet kids' needs. And so people who don't want to work that hard don't usually stay very long. And also, I think people who really love our mission and believe in what we do and have the cultural competence to teach ethnic studies, both about racial justice, but also related to gender and sexuality justice, are very attracted to our program and really want to get in here. And a lot of people come and they student teach here and then they want to stay and have a job here.
Yeah.
So just finally, because we are wrapping up, but I'm just, my mind's blown right now, to be honest. What can other schools in the education system at large learn from what you guys have created?
Well, I think number one is they need to listen to their students. So much of education these days, and this is true in Seattle and probably in Los Angeles too, in other cities, it's based on conformity and order, the same curriculum, and students are given a plan that they need to complete, but the students aren't at the center of that process. And I think for you, I think you nailed it a little bit before. You have to have the right people here, and you have to have the right people in the schools who are willing to put in the time and the effort, not just with the students, but with themselves, and, you know, digging in deep. Who am I? And actually, one of the things that I love about this place, students know who they are when they come in, but they get to deepen that identity, and they just get to be kids. And they can't do that in other schools.
This is so beautiful. Well, thank you for your time and for your hard work. We really appreciate it. And for more info, you know, look them up. Nova High School, Nova LGBT Plus Health Clinic and Wellness Center. We'll have all the info on wearechannelq.com.
Yes, we sure will.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
it's
so
an
much.
Honor.